Capital Wrestling will be my guest on Choked Out Radio Live. Yes, Choked Out Radio Live returns on Wednesday, October the 4th at 9 p.m. And then the following Wednesday, October 11th, I have the King of New York, EC Negro, is my guest on October the 11th at 9 p.m. as well. And I believe I'm going to do a Choked Out Radio Live on October 19th. It all depends on what's going to happen. I don't know. We'll see. I was looking for a third guest, but for now I have those two guests on Choked.Radio Live. Shout out to the Great American General Admission Podcast. Ben, been great. We've been in communication over the past couple of weeks. Of course, Turnbuckle Tabloid. Those guys are awesome. You know, James and Matt, Frank Manzo, and of course, Chairshot Reality, to name a few. So kudos to all you guys. All right, so this is a wrestling edition, right? What I want to discuss is No Mercy a little bit, how that impacts the future, and then we'll get into SmackDown Dash Raw a little bit. All right, so I was impressed with Braun Strowman at his raw natural strength, probably one of the only believable guys that could actually take down Brock Lesnar in real life, and it was a decent match. A lot of back and forth. What I don't like about Brock 2017, you know, we know he could wrestle. We know what he could do in the octagon. It just seems like he comes in, collects his paycheck, suplex, 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 and that's it. I think his best wrestling match in the modern Brock Lesnar era, I mean, I hate to admit it, has to be against CM Punk because, you know, they were just have great chemistry together. But nevertheless, Brock Lesnar is still fun to watch. I do like watching him dismantle individuals a la Goldberg and Braun last night. And it was a decent win. You know, he suplexed him a couple of times, eventually F5'd him, and 1-2-3 was over. I would have probably liked a few more false endings, but it is what it is. So now Brock Lesnar was made look strong, and Roman Reigns was made look strong, and we're going to get, I guess, the match that Vince wants, the one that he thinks is the moneymaker, the one that's going to sell out or assist sell out the Superdome once again, will be Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns 2. So, hey, the match of the night, I got to say, for Roman Reigns and John Cena, they have great chemistry together. I could definitely see a second and third matchup down the line, some sort of trilogy matchup at some point down the road. That was an excellent matchup. A lot of back and forth, a lot of close endings. But I agree with my wife. There was Super AA, Superman punch, this and that. And then what? Just one Superman punch and spear and that's it? Was there a lot of false endings? Yes. But I felt, I don't know, maybe I guess he didn't want to do bouncing off the rope similar to what he did to The Undertaker. I just felt maybe he could have, I don't know, maybe one more. One more spear. I'm a fan of the, you kick out, and then he's barely standing, and he's pulling and crawling, you know, similar to what you've seen with Ric Flair and what you've seen with Stone Cold in the past. But hey, nevertheless, it was a great matchup. And now on Raw, in a program with The Miz, and now Reigns and Miz for the championship next week. Actually, to me, I don't mind seeing Roman Reigns as the Intercontinental Champion. What he could do is, you know, Brock Lesnar most likely will not appear. Supposedly he's going to appear the go-home show before Survivor Series. Well, that's subject to change. Let's say he doesn't come back this calendar year and Roman Reigns wins, hypothetically, the Intercontinental Championship. They could treat it how like New Japan treats it and once in a while main event. And I could definitely see, if not TLC, then whatever pay-per-views in December, Roadblock, End of the Line, whatever, and have Roman Reigns close the show as the Intercontinental Champion. You know, I got to say this. since AJ Styles has been the United States champion, has elevated that championship tremendously. So now, let's discuss Amore and Neville. Like, why? Why did Enzo Amore win the championship? I'm going to tell you why. Gift of Gab. And for whatever reason, got jumped on Raw or the night after or whatever. So, I don't know. I don't know what's the point. I guess the point of Enzo Amore winning the championship is to attract more viewers to watch 205 Live. Which I don't, to me, I don't think it was a good idea in the first place. They should just embed the Cruiserweight division, similar to what WCW did back in the 90s, and embed them into the show. No purple ropes, none of that crap included as part of the show. And once in a while, have some interaction with Cruiserweights and non-Cruiserweights. You know, you don't need a separate show for them. I don't think so. Not at all. At least not me. You know what I mean? Or move it to Full Sale, where at least you'll get a guaranteed attendance of whatever, a couple, 1,000, 2,000, and maybe those smaller crowds work better for them. You know, I think they're actually fine just with NXT Raw and SmackDown. There does not have to be a fourth brand. Right? Which makes no sense to me. So we just jumped on Raw, and we'll see what happens with the future of the Cruiserweight division. It's looking okay. I thought Austin Aries' departure was kind of, you know, I kind of heard it a little bit, but we'll see what happens over the next couple of months with that. So speaking of ranks, oh, my thought process, I got this weird sound. I'm in the middle of a couple of things at the same time. So my thought process with Roman Reigns is he could replace Brock as being the last matchup and elevate the IC Championship, similar to AJ Styles on SmackDown, and then we could get a champion versus champion title for title, similar to the Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 6, only, you know, whatever, 20, 30 years later at WrestleMania 34 in the Superdome. I could definitely see that happening, but at the same time, Miz, he's so good with the IC Championship. Does he deserve another world run? It's all subjective. I mean, I guess he could theoretically. I mean, I wasn't a fan of his first reign, but he definitely did improve on the microphone and understands how to work the crowd and understands how to work a WWE-style match. He's learned a lot over the past 6 years, but it's just so crowded right now. You have The Miz, theoretically, right? You have Reigns, right? You have Brock. You have Braun. You have Balor. You have Wyatt. You also have Rollins. You have Ambrose. You know, you have Cesaro, who theoretically can main event. You have Sheamus, who's done it all. So, this is very crowded right now, and I don't see The Miz winning. Maybe on SmackDown, but definitely not on Raw. So, I think Roman Reigns should win the IC Championship. Will he win it? Probably not. But I think it'd be a great move if Roman Reigns becomes the IC Champion, and then you could even have a program with Reigns and Miz in the interim while WrestleMania season approaches us with Brock Lesnar. The good part about that feud is Brock Lesnar ended the streak, Roman Reigns ended the Undertaker. The only two men to beat the Undertaker at WrestleMania, squaring off against each other at WrestleMania, which I'm pretty sure that's going to be Michael Cole's number one tagline over the next couple of months. I'm a fan of Jason Jordan. I'm not a fan of him being Angle's son. I just hope something happens and turns heel at some point. Miz retained there. Who cares? Alexa Bliss defeated Nia Jax, Banks, Bayley, and Emma, went through the division with the exception of Mickie James. I definitely could see Asuka, whatever, come in and beat Bliss for the championship and her have another dominant reign on Raw. I definitely see that happening at TLC, which is now in October, which kind of confused me because No Mercy is always in October historically. TLC is historically a December pay-per-view, but now with both brands having separate events, except the Big Four, is just confusing me at the moment. But long story short, I think what's going to happen is Asuka should defeat Bliss at the next pay-per-view, TLC, and then we can get a program with that going. Or, I don't know if she's in action or she's appearing. If she's appearing, they could definitely push that feud until the end of the year. Or stretch it towards the end of the year. But if her first wrestling match is at CLC next month in October, then I definitely see her winning or beating Alexa Bliss for the belt. I mean, that's my, I mean, she should. I mean, why not? She's well established. She's undefeated. What a great way to start, similar to what Paige did. But Asuka is very established, right? And they could use her undefeated streak and continue it. It's just great television. Cesaro lost his tooth on a slingshot. Great match. Great chemistry. I'm telling you what. The tag division may not be deep on Raw or SmackDown, but I'm telling you what. Cesaro, Sheamus, Rollins, Owens, even Anderson, Gallows have you know, chemistry. And on SmackDown, you have the Usos and you have the New Day, and then it's just a big drop off after that. But the four men, or eight men in this case, have great chemistry together. Rollins and Owens retain. Cesaro loses his front tooth, the two front teeth, and hopefully he got him replaced. Great matchup there. I could definitely see a blow off matchup at TLC. I could definitely see a ladder match of some sort for the tag team championship. You should. What I also think should happen, and it's probably been mentioned already, was, you know, you have Rollins, you have Dean Ambrose, you have Roman Reigns, who they're trying to, you know, build as a superhuman man, right? Why not tease a Shield reunion at the December events, whatever, Roblox, whatever it's called. Have him feud with Carl Anderson, have him feud with Luke Gallows, and maybe Finn Balor. You know, have a Bullet Club versus Shield matchup. That's money. That'll make a lot of money in December. But I don't know. They could always save it for December, or they could always save that for a spring feud. If you notice, when Evolution feuded with the Shield, it was in the spring post-Mania. Because let's face it, wrestling, I don't want to say it dies, but it gets a little dead from WrestleMania to SummerSlam. So they could definitely, you know, have that for December, or save that for post-WrestleMania 34. 100% that would be a money match. The Bullet Club versus, or the Club versus the Shield. But we'll see what happens with that down the line. I definitely want to see Anderson and Gallows in a better position. I think they're one of the best teams, you know, I don't want to say of all time, but one of the best teams right now. And in wrestling, and that includes ROH, that includes everything. And I really think they deserve a lot better than what that, hey, they were off No Mercy. Come on. You know, they could have booked Cesaro, Sheamus, Rollins, Ambrose, and Gallows and Anderson. Even if they would have not won, but at least be in the program. And they were in the program on every Raw up until the actual pay-per-view, which I didn't like. You know, I definitely could see a Club versus Shield match of some sort. Speaking of the Club, cease and desist, for them using the too sweet, the Young Bucks, and we'll see what happens going forward with that. But hey, we'll see what happens. All right, so you have Elias, you beat Apollo Crews. Apollo Crews, hell of a talent, probably one of the most athletic men on the Raw roster, and for whatever reason has not been treated well. And then, of course, you have man versus man, Finn Balor. He defeated Bray Wyatt. These are two guys in the upper mid card who could easily be WWE Universal Champion, but that belt is being held by Brock Lesnar, and unfortunately they're just in a feud with each other. Interesting. It's an interesting dynamic. It's a little silly that, hey, you beat me with face paint, but you can't beat me as a man, and they beat him as a man, so now what happens after? Who knows? You know, there's a lot of directions of where Bray Wyatt could go, and there's a lot of directions Finn Balor could go. Easy direction is, as I just mentioned, you know, put them together in a faction with the Club, right? That'll be a simple solution. And why it's better as a faction with the Y family, but of course they're repackaging Luke Harper and Eric Rowan on the SmackDown side, so that's not a possibility. But I do definitely see a blow-off match at TLC later in October between Balor and Wyatt. Not sure what's going to happen or what type of match it's going to be, but I could definitely see a blow-off match of some sort. Now, on the SmackDown side, of course, we have Hell in a Cell, Columbus Day weekend. McMahon and Owens, they kind of recap on the show, recap their feud so far. Zayn versus Owens, and then ended in a no contest or ref stoppage. Owens wins, similar to what Zayn, when he squared off against Owens in NXT, and the show ends with McMahon on the turnbuckle and him kissing him goodbye. Whatever that means, who knows? Kevin Owens has made it a guy from Ring of Honor. You know, he's been criticized in the past for his weight, this and that, but then people say Dusty wasn't never in shape. But now he's feuding with the McMahons, which if you're not feuding for the world championship, I think the next best thing is to feud for the feud versus a McMahon. So good for him, and we'll see what happens. It should be a very entertaining match at Hell in a Cell. I believe that match is a Cell match. And of course, the tag team championship match is a Cell match, which, speaking of the tag team champions, they defeated the Hype Brothers. Hype Brothers on, at least Zack Ryder was teasing some sort of breakup, which did not happen. But yeah, but I don't think they should break them up either. But you have the Usos going against the New Day, which we'll see what happens. You know, we'll see what happens in this feud. And I think Hell in a Cell should be the blow off the last match between the Usos and New Day for a while. They've wrestled a lot and they've kind of rekindled their feud. Amazing match for a pre-show at SummerSlam. Amazing match on Sin City SmackDown. And this should close a chapter in the Usos New Day saga. Alright. One saga that I do not like is Baron Corbin, AJ Styles. Why? You know, Baron Corbin, who won the Money in the Bank this year, they realized, you know what? He's not ready, and they took it away from him, which the only bad part about having one Money in the Bank is, all right, there's no second person chasing or running around, and that ends the possibility of any cash in of some sort, which by him losing the Money in the Bank on the SmackDown before SummerSlam, we all thought it was a foregone conclusion that Nakamura was going to win the championship at SummerSlam, and that was not the case. Of course, they went, I guess, to Japan, and I think they already went to India or going to India, something like that. Which is why Mahal is still the champion. Jinder Mahal's rise reminds me of JBL in 2004. Out of nowhere, he's a man from Wall Street and then beats Guerrero for the championship and then goes on this amazing run until WrestleMania 21 and then finally jobs to John Cena. Can that happen? Probably, but I don't, to me honestly, the money match is Nakamura AJ for the championship at WrestleMania 34, so I definitely could see Nakamura beating Mahal at Hell in a Cell. You know, would I be surprised if Mahal retains? No, but I think it's Nakamura's time. There's a lot of great angles they could go with Nakamura. There's a lot of great feuds he could go with as far as, you know, being the main eventer and leading up to that amazing match from Wrestle Kingdom in 2016 between AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura. Where does this U.S. feud, how is it going to end? I don't know. Maybe Corbin finally becomes a singles champion, right? But I do like AJ Styles' approach. I do love that he's the United States Championship champion and has elevated that belt tremendously. You know, going, I know it's hot potato back and forth with Kevin Owens, including winning it at Madison Square Garden. But nevertheless, I do see some sort of blow off, maybe Corbin winning the championship somehow. And then somehow AJ wins the Royal Rumble. That's what should happen. And AJ Styles should feud against Nakamura for the championship at WrestleMania. Now, I'm not gonna lie to you. The match at SummerSlam was okay. Nakamura Mahal, right? It was okay. It wasn't special. But we'll see what happens if it's in the cell. If it's in a cell, it should be something different, which I don't think it'll be in a cell, but you never know. It should be in a cell, and I think Nakamura should hit his knee, Shinsuke, whatever you call it, and he should become the WWE champion. The ratings have been okay. The ratings could it be better? Probably. But I think the good part about building Mahal is even if he loses on Columbus Day weekend, at least SmackDown has built yet another star. It's another level of Braun. Not Braun, probably a little bit better because naturally, probably a little bit more athletic and stronger and taller. But Mahal, you have to give him credit where credit is due. You know, he looked a lot more leaner, a lot more ripped. He is looking the part, at least. Looking the part, for sure. For sure, looking the part. Hype Brothers, I don't know what's going to happen. The Fashion Files are coming back. Of course, you have the Ascension. You have all these teams that are decent. They were decent in NXT. And then once they make it to the main roster, just lose lackluster. I don't know what's going on. But we'll see what happens. Usos, New Day, the final match in the cell. It's going to be interesting. And of course, those five men have amazing chemistry. And I'm looking forward to their final matchup, hopefully for a long time inside Hell in a Cell. Of course, you have the Rusev thing, getting a medal from Bulgaria, the mayor of this town, this and that. bunch of mumbo jumbo. But at the end, Randy RKO's Rusev. To me, similar, like Rusev and Orton were in a position of like Balor and Wyatt. You know, the main event scene is a little crowded right now, or somewhat crowded. More on Raw than SmackDown, but at the same time, this is just entertaining with each other. They're like on the upper mid card. They can't be in the world title picture, but at the same time, they're nothing meaningful like a number one contender match for the world championship. It's just kind of like just feuding with each other just for the hell of it. That's what I feel what's going on with those two. And Aiden English, hey, I'm not going to lie to you, man. When he lost Simon Gotch, you know, we all thought he was going to be lost in obscurity. He's doing a lot better now than what I thought. You have Charlotte Flair going against Carmella. She beats Carmella. Carmella, of course, is a Miss Money in the Bank, which eventually she'll cash in. Can't even speak this episode. I don't know. But I think what happens, Charlotte Flair is going to beat Natalya, uses the sympathy from Ric Flair. And then we'll see what happens going forward. But that's what's going to happen at Hell in a Cell. Charlotte Flair is going to beat Natalya. That's my opinion. She beats Carmella. No big deal. And of course, what I do like is Glorious. Glorious interrupts Dolph Ziggler. Ziggler comes out as the Undertaker. Whoa, what is going on with my microphone all of a sudden? Can you guys hear me? All right, sorry about that. All right, so we're going to get Glorious against Ziggler. Ziggler reminds—he's like the first feud of everybody. First feud for Nakamura is going to be the first feud for Bobby Roode. I think this is great. I think it's great that Bobby Roode is feuding with Ziggler, and he could even lose to Bobby Roode and then continue doing what he's doing. And I think Ziggler will be fine. You know, his contract expiring soon again, and I think it's time for him to step aside. I mean, people are teasing a New Japan signing, but we'll see what happens. Ziggler. He's good. He's a great worker. I think he emulates Shawn Michaels a little too much. And Mr. Perfect a little too much. But he's a great worker. I just feel that he had his moment against The Miz for the IC Championship. He main evented SummerSlam in 2016. It was one of the main matches. But I just feel that he needed to take advantage of the spot. I don't know. That's just my opinion. That is just my opinion. Did not take advantage of the spot. So Hell in a Cell looks good. You have Kevin Owens, Shane McMahon. Of course, you have AJ Styles, probably most likely against Baron Corbin again. Mahal, Nakamura in the cell. Usos, New Day in the cell. Somehow, RKO, Randy Orton is going to fight Rusev. Flair, Natalya. Ziggler, Rude. And I don't know what Sami Zayn's going to do. I have no idea what Sami Zayn's going to do. You know, I'm bummed. I'm sad that I missed Hog House of Glory last night at the Elks Lodge. You know, it's just been really busy time and an interesting time in my day job. And I apologize. I was in Dallas and Philadelphia both this week. Can you believe that? And I'm back in Jersey today, and I gotta go to North Jersey tomorrow morning. But nevertheless, I'm still here. Still Jim Russell. Still Choked Out Radio. Shout out to everyone. You know, the Yep Family, the Turnbuckle Tabloid, General Mission Wrestling Podcast, Wrestle Reaction, Chair Shot Reality. Kudos to all you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. You guys is kicking butt. So, next event is Hell in a Cell. Please listen to Choked Out Radio Live on the 4th. Matthew Ryan Shapiro on the 11th. EC Negro, 19th. To be determined. I might have to work. It's been a pleasure. A little bit more than usual. 24 minutes and counting almost, so it's been a pleasure. Take care, enjoy Raw, enjoy SmackDown, and we'll be in touch. Take care.